And in times of adversity, we sometimes find inspiration to do things we wouldn't normally think of doing, such as writing poems. Poetry can often strike right at the heart of what we're feeling in challenging times. So here are two poems by Let's Talk readers expressing their feelings about the current situation.
Coronavirus, March 2020 by Pat Newman. I wish that I could go outdoors. I'm keeping busy with household chores. Creating meals now fills my mind with ingredients I can find. Music and TV fill the space left by not seeing a friendly face. Reading, writing, jigsaws, crafts, whilst this isolation lasts. With all these things I pass my time and share my thoughts within this rhyme.
We're in this for the long haul. It's a pointless time to moan. If we listen from the start, we'd now feel less alone. If you disregard the rules, you won't get your own way. Because in the end, we're in this together to live another day. Stay at home. Don't go out. It's not hard to understand. But some will no doubt ignore these rules across the land. The shelves are running empty, and this is due to greed. The young and able are taking what the old and weak need. The government are trying to do the right thing, to expand our existence, and tell us patience is king. So listen to them closely, every word they say, because you'll speak about these times to your grandchildren one day. What do you want to tell them? That we all fell apart? I, for one, would be proud to say it showed we have heart. We come together strong. We show the will to beat this, because the stronger we now are, the quicker we defeat this.